Well, it doesn't really have to be a fantasy. It really, I mean, I've had experience with another girl. She, I liked her very much. She had brown hair down to her waist, straight, and she had the prettiest dark brown eyes. They were almond shaped, and she was from North Carolina, so she had a little bit of a twang in her voice. She had a beautiful L a nose. I always said to her it was kind of elfish, if that makes any sense. It was very angular and very pretty, and she had very full, nice lips. About 5'5"-ish. Yeah, that'd be about right. And she had bigger boobs than mine, which is pretty scary, but there were some pretty damn nice tits. She had a very nice ass. Anyway, so and she had really nice, delicate little fingers and anyway, so she and I met, we were working somewhere together. And, I was in one department, she was in the department right next to it, and so we just kind of hit it off and began talking. We were on the same age, we had just moved here, blah, 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 blah. And, I'm an atheist, and she's actually a very, strict Christian, which is surprising to me. She's very kinky. She had a thing with anal, she really liked it. But, she was always very open to my kinks and wanted to talk about them. And, she was very open-minded for somebody as strictly Christian as her. I mean, she was part of the whole religion with, you should wear skirts. I mean, she had left, but, we should have skirts and long hair and blah, 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 blah. but anyway, we were driving around one night, after going to go get coffee after work, and she had said to me, the last time, I've been curious about being with a girl, sans drama, for a while now. The last girl I tried to do stuff with, she became obsessed over me and fell in love with me and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, hey, I'll do stuff with you. I'd be totally interested 'cause you're fucking hot. And so, started with, we had that whole, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, where you go, like, you hang out, and then you spend all freaking night until, like, 7 o'clock in the morning hanging out, and just the sexual tension is building in the fucking air. It's just, you could cut it with a fucking knife. You talk and you dance around the subject, and you don't really address it head on, but sexual tension is just fucking building. And, by the time that you're so sleep deprived, that you don't really give a shit anymore about social norms or, how to go about it. I think I did it. We were sitting on the couch and we were talking about going to Cracker Barrel because it was super early in the morning and we had been up all night. And I just, she was on the couch and I was standing up and I leaned down. And I put my one arm on the arm of the couch, and I put my other hands behind her neck, kind of cupping her. And she looked up at me, and I looked down at her, and I just leaned down and kissed her. And it was the soft, nice little kiss. And it kind of turned into biting her lip and kissing down around her chin, back to her ear, and down her neck, and biting and licking at the nape of her neck. And next thing we knew, it was almost time for my sister to come home. She was my roommate at the time. And we're like, yeah, probably should go. So we went and got Cracker Barrel, and she invited me to her place. She lives with her boyfriend at the time. And she invited me to her place because her boyfriend worked later hours than she did and wouldn't be home, and there would be a couple hours there where we could fool around. And we got a little bit drunk, and we were both really nervous. And ended up with her and I naked on the floor in her living room, kind of drunk and giggly and, you know, grabby and, you know, kissy and, yeah, she had great tits. I would, you know, suck the crap out of them. She had great tits, and she had these nice firm nipples, and her tits were, not too soft, not too hard, just the right perfect texture, and they were perky, and but they were big and perky, which is a strange combination, but you know, and I ate her out, and she was laying on her back, and she's not vocal like I am. Like, I'm, if you're giving me pleasure, I let you know, but she's kind of one of those little sighs here and little squeals there, but it's not like, you know, moaning. It's, I didn't know how to read it at first, but, you know, I'd take her clit in my mouth and suck on it and lick it and bite it a little bit, and she'd make her little squirms, and I wasn't sure if I was getting her off, but I'm sure I was, considering how fucking wet she was, and, you know, put my two fingers in her cunt and started curling them up to her G-spot, and she was, that got her going a considerable amount, and I just made her come until she had to push me off her, because she was breathing hard, and she, you know, the alcohol had kind of worn off a little bit, and she just looked at me, and she's like, I've never done that before, but that was fucking great, and it was great, it was very good, and, you know, we had lots of fun times together. I miss that terribly, and I'm looking for another girl. She and I had a falling out, but looking for another girl to play with, because I miss it. I miss softness. You know, guys are rough, and they're rigid, and they're, you know, lines, and how they are, and their personality, and, you know, how they feel. Women are soft, you know, they have soft curves, and they're, you know, when you touch them, there's no scratchy, rough, hard things, and, you know, it's, you know, I like men, but I do love the soft of a woman, so, didn't really need to, tell you a fantasy, you know. She tied me up a couple times. I tried to tie her up, but she was more of the dominant type, which I had no qualms with, but I want to try dominating a girl sometime. But that is for when I actually have experience with that, and then I'll let you guys know all about that. But hopefully that satisfies your curiosity, Mr. Anonymous, and, yeah.